Oh my God, it's March 13. In the course of being a self-professed lightworker, I think we learn certain things. We learn about the divine plan, soul contracts, dimensionality, past life influences, etc. And we especially learn about the collective consciousness and love as the building block of matter, brackets, mater, mother. And so we learn that if we send love out to the world, it really does add to the upliftment of the collective consciousness. It sends out streamers of love that attach to other streamers and return to us as well as whoever we intended it for. And it's easy to do. You know the drill. Draw love up from the heart on the in-breath. Swirl it around your field of awareness on the pause and send it out to the world on your out-breath. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. If this were after the wave of love, I should think a chorus of voices would burst out, "Yes! What an excellent idea! Let's do it!" But, suggesting the idea now, I don't think a lot of people would be set on fire by it. I think it's something that has to be experienced. I probably said many times that I am amazed at how the tsunami of love I found myself in after my heart opened on March 13, 2015. Oh my God, it's March 13. Swept me clean of all negative energy, just like that. No wonder Michael calls it a car wash. This dimension unto itself is too dense for this kind of love to flourish. But Jesus tells us that it will flourish and transform global society. May I quote him at length? Jesus, love is gently and irresistibly inserting and is establishing itself within the hearts of all on the planet, dissolving resentment, anger, fear, and mistrust, so that the attitudes and behaviors associated with them are released, thus allowing the new age of peace, harmony, and abundance to emerge fully and embrace you all. It is an energy of immense power with which God has embraced humanity and the lovely planet that supports you. Its purpose is to raise your consciousness to new levels of awareness so that the reality that all are one, that there is no separation, moves forward from being just an interesting but little understood fact, recognized mainly by modern physics and to a lesser extent by modern philosophers, into the mainstream of general knowledge. As this happens, it will become more and more difficult for people to treat one another in ways that are not in alignment with love. For many of you, that will seem to be a state of awareness that is beyond the bounds of possibility, in fact, quite unattainable, as you look around at the violence flowing freely in nearly every corner of the world and see self-righteousness, anger, defensiveness, and fear seeming to drive people, often well-meaning people of honesty and integrity, into what appear to be unavoidable and fully justified conflict. What more can I add to that? Nothing. I'm glad to hear Jesus say that our loving intent makes a difference. So often we feel that nothing we can do will make a difference, but loving others and the world will. May the vision that Jesus sees manifest on earth. May all our interaction be fair and equitable. May our desire be for all to prosper together. May we all bask in the joy of enlightenment, of love and understanding. Om Amen.